Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. You ever wake up just unhappy or in a funk, right, where you're dreading the day, everything's bad, and you're already stressed as you open your eyes first thing? Well, that happened to me this morning, and it used to happen to me constantly, but I've gotten to a point where I've learned and acquired tools to deal with it, and I've gotten much better than I was in the past. And I'm convinced that there are some things that you can do to help yourself. And I know one thing that got me in the funk that I was in this morning is I was right before I went to sleep, you know, a headline popped up on my phone. And of course, I keep the phone next to the bed, which I'm sure is not a good thing to do. But nevertheless, it happened. I look at it, and it was a story about, you know, what's going on in Syria between Russia and the U.S., right? Horrible situation. You know, the potential start of World War III if a thing escalates or if something goes wrong. I mean, a lot of variables here and a lot of very bad ones. So, you know, I went to bed with that in my mind, and I'm convinced that it affected me when I woke up in the morning. So the first thought maybe, and I should take my own advice, and that is just before you go to sleep or just upon waking, don't look at the news. Right? You probably shouldn't be, you know, paying attention to those headlines, and maybe don't keep the phone near you or your iPad near you before you go to sleep. And that's a way to help. But again, I should probably take my own advice in this one a little bit more closely. But that's one thing. The other thing is, once you get in that funk, and I got there this morning, find some things to be thankful for and be in appreciation over them, right? So think about things that you have, your family, your house, your job, whatever it is that you love around you, and just be in appreciation for that. Okay, so if you focus on what's good in your life, then maybe some of the things that are not so good will fall away. You know, another thing you can do, which is what I did as soon as I woke this morning, and I normally do it, but every once in a while I'll miss a day or two, but that's just to meditate. And it doesn't have to be anything crazy, but maybe it's just sitting quietly, getting out of bed, going somewhere in your room or in your house or outside, and just sitting and being and breathing and just focusing on your breath and just letting things go. And what you're really trying to do is trying to clear your mind. So when things come in, you can observe them and then let them go. And then just focus back on the breath and stay there. It helps you stay centered and it helps you keep things in perspective. So that's another one. Another thing you could do would be to listen to something uplifting. The reason that I do this podcast is exactly that reason. I always struggled early on to say, okay, I need something that I can feed my mind with first thing in the morning. And that thing didn't really exist. And so I thought, if I could do that, right, I forced myself into it. So, A, it's therapeutic for me to do this. I record these typically very early in the morning as soon as I get up, and it forces me into that mindset. And by listening to it, it can do the same thing for you. So just getting here often, and even if you pick a day where there isn't a new podcast, because I'm doing about three a week right now, going back to the archives and finding things that just grab one randomly and listen. And if it's not me, whoever it is for you that works, just get those positive thoughts in your mind. And then the last thing I'll leave you with when you wake up in that funk is just find ways to give of yourself. And this may not be something you can do immediately upon waking, but somewhere over the course of your day, you can find someone who is less fortunate than you and do something nice for them, right? Whether it's helping them out financially, giving them a few dollars here and there, whether it's being there for somebody that you know needs to talk, whatever that is, just give of yourself. When you do that, you can't help but feel better about things. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. And if you yourself haven't subscribed, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and if you'd be so kind while you're there as to leave a review, I would really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, as you wake, I want you to focus on getting yourself out of that funk if you're in it, but just get in the habit of finding something positive when you get up to surround yourself with. Whether it's just being in appreciation, whether it's meditating, whether it's listening to something uplifting, whether it's giving of yourself, but find something you can do that impacts you positively when you wake up in the morning. And if you plan to watch the news, just try to avoid doing it first thing in the morning or last thing at night.